You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks as always for having me.
The stock market, October's quite traditionally a risky time when we get into the equities. This time around, is October something to be feared?
Well, Jim, I've been writing in my short-term updates. You know, I've been watching. You know, my story hasn't changed, and it's not going to change. It's just a matter of the setup falling in place. But, you know, ever since the rate cut back in September, that was one of the boxes that I needed to see checked, was the resumption of the rate cutting cycle. And we saw that in September. And ever since then, that has, you know, that checking that box, that has put us in somewhat of a precarious position with the market and the overall setup, and it has nothing to do with October. It's just, it has to do with the timing of the, you know, the cycle. So, you know, it doesn't feel like it. We've been making new highs day after day. You know, this week we've been, the market's been, you know, sideways to slightly down today, a couple hundred points the last I looked, but as we speak, but it hasn't changed, you know, the overall picture with this long-term setup and the downturn that I see trying to develop out of this long-term economic cycle. Everything about this setup has been extended from, you know, the rate hiking cycle that began back in 22, the plateau period, the pause period that followed after the initial rate cuts last year. I mean, everything about this has been extended. But, you know, I've roadmapped, if you will, the things that the common denominators that have occurred with each of these setups, these attempted downturns, you know, I'll say attempted downturns, not to digress, but, you know, to draw the picture in people's mind and to reiterate, you know, the 2000 top, that was a downturn out of the fifth economic cycle. And then we saw the that's where the blowing of the bubble with this sixth cycle began, and we saw the attempted downturn in 07, which was, you know, like I said, dubbed the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Everybody's forgotten about that, but that was the first attempted downturn out of the current cycle. And then we had the COVID decline. It was brief, but then we saw the continued blowing of the bubble following that attempted downturn. And now, you know, we've watched as this COVID recovery period has run its course with the rate hiking cycle and all the inflation and so on and so forth as we've moved forward. And then we got into the process of having to see it set up again. And that's what we've been watching for the, you know, since the plateauing of the rate hiking cycle, you know, last year and the year before. And then finally we got, you know, last year we saw the first rate cut. And so, the boxes are slowly being checked. My opinion hasn't changed, and I still think we're setting up for the third attempted downturn out of this sixth long-term economic cycle. That absolutely has not changed. Playing into that deflationary setup, I've also seen, you always ask about it, so I'll just jump ahead and talk about it because it plays right into this. But one other thing I was looking for, I knew that the timing of the dollar, that there was either there's a long-term cycle in the dollar, runs approximately 4 years in duration. You know, it varies. Every cycle does. But I knew that that low had either bottomed in July or there was possibly, I've been writing in the letters in print, that there was one more push down into September into that low. And we did get that one more push down into September. I can't completely confirm because the longer-term cycles take a little longer to confirm. But based on, you know, the timing, we should have seen the four-year cycle low in the dollar. And so that is also setting up, that's another box that's been checked, if you will, with the setting up of this deflationary, this overall deflationary environment and the, you know, the unwinding of this bubble along with, like I said before, interest rates. We have not seen, I'll see it when I see the structure fall in place with equities. But I think, I stick to my story. I'm not wavering. This is a disaster waiting to happen. And the risk we face in spite of the new highs, I realize that it doesn't feel like it, but the risk we face here is with this being the third attempted downturn. I mean, we're looking at something at minimum, akin to the decline in that was seen with the bursting of the dot-com bubble or the 07, 8, 9 financial crisis or the COVID decline. Personally, I think it's going to be much, much worse because I'm not convinced that it can be saved again at this point. But again, we're watching for that setup to conclude. So I think that, yes, October with the rate cut and the things that have transpired, I do think that it's not because it's October. It's because of where we are with the setup. I think that we're in kind of a, like I said, a precarious juncture, if you will.
What do you think is going to happen with gold? Could it be a safe haven if the market collapses?
You know, this is very unpopular, and it's very, very, very contradictory to what everybody else says. But and I'm going to do, I've got a study. In this next letter, I'm going to cover it in detail. And I can prove it mathematically. There's just no doubt about it. I can show it. But in this deflationary setup, if it bites, and here's the question. Let me digress. I'll answer your question in just a second. But let me say this. Here's the thing. I know what the risks are. I can see it. It's undeniable. Yes, it's taken for freaking ever for this thing to set up. Everything about it, like I said, has been extended. And I think that's because of a lot of the underlying, you know, manipulation of the market, etc. But nonetheless, it's happening. And in that deflationary setup, once it bites, if you will, then the question is, the risk is there. The risk is undeniable. I'm 100% on the risk. The risk is there. And like I said, when I say risk, I'm talking about the degree of the third attempted downturn. Indisputable for anyone looking at my data. It's there. The question is, can they save it again? And when I say save it again, I mean, can they reinflate it coming out of a low that's like, okay, it's nothing more than a severe correction like 09, or really even, you know, 2000, but or 02, 09, or the 2020 low. Can they save it in that sense? Can they reinflate out of it? The risk of the downturn downturn similar to those is indisputable, and the fact that it's the third attempted downturn out of the long term economic cycle, indisputable. Can they save it? Who the hell knows? Flip a coin. Throw a dart at a board, whatever. I don't think they probably know if they can save it again. I think that when they're faced with the financial crisis, they do the best they can. And in the past, they've been able to pull the rabbit out of the hat. Can they do it this time? Who the hell knows? But the risk of the unwinding and them not being able to save it because this entire cycle that we've talked about all along has been fabricated on the back of thin air. Now, I say thin air. Let me reword that. It's been fabricated on the back of, instead of all these other long-term cycles like we talked about throughout history, they've been on the back of a strong economic underpinning. This one has been on the back of QE and interest rate cycle, monetary policy, and just, it's manipulation. So the question is, can they save it again? I don't know. I suspect not, and I suspect maybe this is the point where they don't even necessarily want to, in the sense that this could tie into, and I think we've touched on this before, the Great Reset type thing. the great taking, and whatever's planned on the other side of this as we come out of, you know, the disaster that I think we face if this or let me say it another way, when this third attempted downturn occurs and if they can't save it. So I think the risk is just off the hook. What exactly happens when it bites? Like I said, throw a dart at a board. I don't know. But now back to your answer, your question with gold. This has been, in my opinion, the everything bubble. And I know people don't want to hear it. I don't care. I see the setup. I understand the setup. And yes, there's a possibility that I could be wrong this time, in the sense that in you go back to the 1800s, early 1900s, gold was actually money, and so maybe this time is a little bit different in that sense. But I think, based on the data that I'm seeing and some of the things I'm going to cover in this next letter, proving it, I think that gold is going to be hit just like everything else, because of the deflationary risk that we face. I think there's going to be such a liquidity crisis that gold will be liquidated just like housing, equities, and everything else. And I know people don't want to hear that. Maybe, it doesn't get hit. You know, maybe the top doesn't occur immediately with equities once the setup is in place. You know, if you look back, excuse me, this cough, I've had some kind of this little dry, I don't know, allergy cough thing going on. I apologize for that. But if you look back, you know, in 2007, you know, gold went up into early 08, but then it ultimately turned down. And so maybe initially gold does look like it's going to hold up. That's possible. But ultimately, if this thing bites, and like I said, you know, we know the risk is there, and if it truly bites, then I think gold's going to get hit just like everything else. And people, I understand, I'm not anti-gold. I've had people say, you know, comments like that, you know, an anti-gold person. I'm not. It's just a chart. It's just a commodity to me. It's just a chart, whatever you want to say. And people say, well, it's not just a commodity. Whatever, it's price action, and looking at the charts and the data and the cycles, I'm saying I think it's going to be hit just like everything else.
We'll have more with Tim Cyclesman Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cyclesman Wood. Tim, what's your take on the other precious metals like palladium and platinum?
You know, I don't follow them. I don't. but I would expect them to be no different. You know, I'm not looking at a chart. Don't look at the data at all. But I would expect them to be no different because, you know, if this deflationary setup bites, like I said, it's been the everything bubble, and all asset classes are pretty much going to go down together.
On the crude market, any things happening there?
Yeah. Crude oil has been, I don't want to say weak, but, I mean, it's been holding its own, but it hasn't gone up here with the market coming out of the April low, so it's been weak relative to equities, and I think that's a sign of the deflationary environment that we face. There's a 3-year cycle in crude oil. I believe that top has, you know, I've said this is old news, but I believe that top was seen in 2022, and I think that the, you know, looking back at all these other setups, commodities tend to go down when we move into those inflationary deflationary scenarios with the downturn out of these long-term economic cycles. Now, with that said, if there were some severe supply chain shortage issues or something like that, we could see some counter trend bounces, like out of the next 3-year cycle low in crude oil, gasoline, natural gas, and that sort of thing. We got to get to that point, get to those cycle lows, and then, you know, see what they bring. But yeah, as this crisis unfolds, depending on, you know, how it sets up and how the dominoes fall, I could see some spikes in certain commodities in certain areas. But right now, the structure of crude oil is, you know, it's same as it has been, weak to lower, and any bounce is expected to be counter trend at this point.
Any other areas that you're watching closely?
Interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates. Like I said, we had the longest, I call it plateau. The plateau period, I misspoke. You know, with each of these interest rate hiking cycles and lowering cycles, cutting cycles, whatever you want to call them, you have the bottom in rates, and then they start to raise rates, and then you get to a point where they don't raise anymore, and they just, you know, rates are just flat, and that's the plateau period I'm talking about. So that's, you know, a common with every rate hiking cycle. I mean, they have to get to a peak, and then they'll stay there for, you know, a year or longer, and that plateau period, and then eventually the short-term T-bill starts to turn back down, and the spread widens, and the model kicks in, and, you know, we've talked about that. And then it starts the rate-cutting cycle. And then once that rate-cutting cycle has begun, there's then a pause period following that plateau. Well, we were in that pause period following the plateau all year, right? You know, since really last December. And then finally, as short-term rates began to decline back in August, that spread began to widen. And I'd said, I think I was pretty bold about it. I even said in one of the shows with you probably 3 or 4 shows ago, now I said, write it down. I said, somebody write it down. I said, they're not going to cut rates until the 3-month T-bill, the spread between the 3-month T-bill and the discount rate is somewhere around 50 basis points or slightly greater. And lo and behold, right on cue, that's where they cut last month. And so we've broken through that pause period. Rates are coming down, and that's part of what I'm looking at as this unfolds. So I think everything is telling me we're setting up for a major top in a deflationary environment, but all the dominoes have got to fall into place. And as of right now, we're still watching that happen.
Tim, anything else you think we should know?
That's pretty much it, I guess. You know, anyone interested in the research, like I said, I know that what I'm saying about gold is not popular. You know, sitting here talking about this long-term economic cycle and this ginormous bubble and everything, that's hasn't been popular either. But it is what it is, and I'm not wavering from what I'm seeing. I'm standing tall in my analysis, and I think it's going to prove correct. And I haven't called a top yet. I'm watching everything. You know, and I'm not going to do it publicly. I'm going to do it for my subscribers. I mean, I can't. But I think that everything that I have been saying as far as the guidance, you're getting the letter. I don't know if you're reading it. Tom's getting the letter. But everything that I've been saying as far as the guidance of what had to happen as we moved up into the rate hiking cycle and then the plateau, and then as we turned down out of the rate hiking cycle, it's all been spot on. And so as I see this develop, I'll be reporting on it. And, I think it's going to be a hell of a show once the setup's in place.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.